Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict commenced at a time of our choosing.
It is now 00:00.
This is clearly an indication the Iraqis are under the impression that they're under attack.
Decisive force. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance.
Decisive
Saddam Hussein's ability
force.
To wage war.
The initial strikes have been launched against Baghdad. The Pentagon continues to assess the damage from its initial strikes against targets in Iraq. Military officials have said that commanders relied on more than 40 cruise missiles launched from Navy ships and submarines in the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea as well. Also, some 200,000-pound precision-guided bombs dropped by Air Force stealth fighter jets. With 300,000 U.S. and coalition troops still encircling Iraq, the strikes are considered a small prelude to a massive assault that is expected to begin very soon.
The vibration of that one almost knocked me off my feet in the hotel room here. That was a major building in the presidential palace. Again, another.
Decisive.
Bigger than the Gulf War, Tom. The first Gulf War, much bigger, these explosions.
This will not be a campaign of half measures, and we will accept no outcome but to apply decisive force.
My hands are covered blood red.
At 8 o'clock tonight, a very, very intensive round of bombing began. And there's a building right across the river from us that surely was flattened. It was hit repeatedly, and the thuds caused the windows in the building here to shake violently. President Bush has said that the world will know about the dignity and nobility of the U.S. forces, but there's nothing noble about so traumatizing a civilian population here in Baghdad. I don't know what's happening elsewhere in the country, but I know that in the neighborhood along the Tigris River and Abu Nuwas Street here in Baghdad, people were badly shaken up tonight.
Iraq, a founding member of the United Nations, is being subjected to a criminal, barbaric American-British military aggression, an aggression that is killing children, women, the elderly, and destroys the life and the future of the people of Iraq, the people of civilization, the people of Sumer, Babylon, and Akkad. They previously tried to kill it through a weapon they called sanctions, which lasted more than 13 years. Through that period, a whole generation of children and youth was destroyed.
War is a brutal and a bloody business.
We live in the time where we have fictitious election results that elects a fictitious president. We live in a time where we have a man sending us to war for fictitious reasons.
Well, I just want to say that I plan to support the war fully. I plan to support President Bush as much as possible because I just find it very curious that people are objecting and protesting against the war when, in fact, you know, you're biting the hand that feeds you. I mean, you live in the United States. You enjoy the freedoms that are offered by life in the U.S., and yet you complain about it.
I'm here because I believe Bush's war is unjust.
Bush had shut down Baghdad with violence, and our movement had shut down San Francisco with nonviolence.
If you do not move, you will be arrested for blocking the street.
Operation Iraq mass destruction.